West Knoxville, next to Home Depot.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Medical groups criticize. Police officer bails out. I'm Christopher Cruz. Groups including the American Medical Association, the AARP, and the American Cancer Society are now criticizing the health care bill passed by the House this week. Correspondent Sunland Serfati says the groups are worried that people with pre-existing conditions could be charged high premiums.
The bill doesn't explicitly define what a pre-existing condition is. That puts the power in the hands of insurance companies to decide, with nearly any illness or medical condition able to be considered pre-existing.
White former Texas police officer Roy Oliver is free this morning after posting bail last night on a charge of murder. Late last month, he fired a rifle at a car leaving a party, killing Jordan Edwards, a black teen. 20 horses will run in the Kentucky Derby today, racing analyst Dan Mason.
When you look at a Triple Crown winner, you're talking about a super horse. And comparison to this field right now, I'm not ready to make that commitment on any of these horses.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump's Army Secretary nominee Mark Green has withdrawn. Correspondent Athena Jones says Green had been heavily criticized for some of his remarks.
It isn't just liberals who are expressing concern. Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and John McCain also took issue with some of the things he's had to say.
Critics had accused Green of antagonism toward gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender persons. Before you have breakfast this morning, correspondent Bill Michaels has a warning.
A New Jersey company is recalling Aunt Jemima frozen pancakes, waffles, and French toast over fears of listeria contamination. The Pinnacle Foods voluntary recall affects products distributed in the United States and Mexico, but does not include Aunt Jemima dry mixes and syrups.
New York City officials say they'll get almost $70 million from the federal government to help pay for security costs at Trump Tower. The mayor says keeping the president's high-rise home and the first family safe cost taxpayers almost $25 million between Election Day and the inauguration. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
If you're making plans for summer travel around the U.S., you might want to consider this list.
It may be no surprise that Nevada takes the top spot on WalletHub's list of the most fun states in America. Vegas, baby, Vegas. Colorado comes in at number 3, New York number 5, but the rest of the top 5 might surprise you. Gauging cost and the frequency of attractions per capita, WalletHub puts South Dakota and North Dakota at numbers 2 and 4, respectively.
No kidding.
Measuring the number of attractions per 100,000 residents, the state with the most movie theaters is Wyoming.
What?
The state with the most restaurants is Vermont.
Get out of here.
While the state with the most golf courses and country clubs is Iowa.
What the?
I'm Scott Carr.
Country legend Loretta Lynn is in the hospital in Nashville this morning. She suffered a stroke Thursday. She's expected to make a full recovery, just turned 85 years old. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
We'll see mostly cloudy skies and off and on showers throughout our Saturday afternoon with a high temperature near 61. Tonight we'll see rain continuing during the evening hours, then clearing overnight with a low of 43. Look for lots of sunshine on Sunday with a high near 66 and mostly clear Sunday night with a low of 45 degrees. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. So grateful that you are waking up with us this morning. Hope you're pouring your favorite cup of coffee, maybe a little PG Tips tea with a little agave nectar, a little coconut milk. Whatever your favorite warm beverage is, this is the perfect morning for a nice warm cup of coffee. Sit back or turn up the heat in your car. I hope you have your coat on. It's a little chilly. It was in the 40s this morning when I came in. I believe my car registered about 46 degrees. It's 7:06 and we are live in studio. Have a great show for you today. Kind of a wild swing from A to B. But first hour, we are going to talk. I love this topic so much. We are going to talk about garage remodeling. Now, if you've ever done a kitchen remodel, what we're going to talk about is something very similar, only this is your garage. So for the guys that are out there or the gals like me that spend a fair amount of time in the garage, listen up because this is a great topic. We invited Glenn Marlette from 3C Garage Design, Company to join us this morning. And I'm glad to have you back, Glenn. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Speaking about garage organizing, and we'll talk about this a little later on, but I've had you on before and we talked about garage flooring coatings.
Yes.
And so this has naturally kind of morphed into a garage, a custom garage design for you all.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it was a nice addition to be able to go to complete garage makeover.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, when I was prepping for the show, I thought, you know, I would love to call you and just say, get this stuff off my floor. You know, because it is just willy-nilly, a cabinet here, a counter there, an old dresser there, you know, that like most people have in their garage. But when I went to your website, which is 3cgaragedesign.com, I can see that there's a lot of solutions here that first I didn't know were available, and I really wouldn't have thought about it as a custom design room. But these are beautiful. They really are.
Definitely.
All right, so because we're not aware, we think our options may be without knowing anything different, which is why we have this show, because we want you to know there are other options with local people that have a passion for what they do. There are options besides big box stores and what you see in there and the got to make it fit as best I can. So talk about the cabinets that are available.
Well, there's just so many options. We've got over 500 combinations.
Wow.
With three different depths of the cabinet.
Okay. So tell me about that. Is it 24, 12?
24, 12, or 16.
16, okay.
Yep. So we've got three different depths depending on how much room you have for your car doors to open and things like that. We can go typical doors or bifold doors to give you more room that way.
Oh, okay.
So that gives you about 9 more inches of room there.
Sure.
And the heights and drawer and door combinations are just really limitless.
Okay. So you actually come in and listen. Now, my first job when I'm looking at kitchens and bathrooms, especially because there's so much detail, is looking at what they have, talking about what they want and what their maybe dysfunction is in that room.
Yes.
And then helping them. Is that how you approach garage design?
I come in and listen.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I do is look around and listen to what they're doing in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And then the image just starts to form. Before you even get to the 3D drawing in the CAD system, you can kind of understand what they're trying to do in there, what's bothering them,
mm-hmm.
and the solution starts presenting itself for what options they may want.
Well, and I'm sure there's a lot of similarities from garage to garage, but in their own way, they really are all different.
Right.
Like, I may prefer to have one side of my garage with cabinetry and maybe the back, but not the left side where I get out all the time because exactly. I don't want to be knocking into something.
Right.
Some garages are more narrow than others, and so we may not be able to put as much on the side walls, but maybe in the back.
Right.
Now, what about overhead storage? Is that available?
Absolutely. If you've got the clearance in your ceiling, we can hang all kinds of storage racks up there. You can keep your seasonal things up there
yeah.
that only come down once a year.
See, I always thought that was a really wasted space because so many homes, especially a custom home, can have literally a 20-foot ceiling.
Yes.
And so you've got all this open space up there and, you know, you can hang some things up there. But I've not seen anything that was really practical.
Right.
That really worked. So talk to me about what you would hang and how am I going to access that?
Well, typically it's racks and they're hanging down, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 feet.
And how are they hung?
They're screwed into the joist up in the ceiling.
Okay. And the wall.
And the wall, yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing with our cabinets, you can do a typical tall cabinet, which is 79 inches. But then we can stack cabinets on top of those.
Okay. And you can draw this all on 3D
design. Absolutely. It's all represented in the CAD system.
Okay. So how do I get to the racks? How do I access the racks?
Well, high-up ones are still a ladder. Now, there are a few pulley systems for bicycles and things like that. So you can... I mean, there's really just about anything you can imagine. If your special need is I need it to come down, we can combine different racks. This one has a pulley, this one doesn't. Let's use them together.
Okay.
And create a system that works for you.
So luggage, off-season
right.
materials, large sports equipment that
yes.
may not be used until the season arrives.
Right.
Okay, that's exciting. I see on your website that you have... winter tire racks, which
yep.
may or may not be relevant, but there's a lot of things you can store and things like that. You have slat walls, so you can customize the racking that you need.
Right.
This is pretty interesting. all right, so how long does this take? Because when I think of a kitchen remodel, I'm thinking this is a while. This is a long process. We're going to break down all the parts to these cabinets here in the next segment. But after we get the garage design
mm-hmm.
and we get the price and we decide, okay, we're going to move forward, what's the timeline?
Typical install is done in a day.
Really?
Yeah. Now, some more complex, if they've got a workshop plus in the garage and we're doing a few different locations,
mm-hmm.
It may take a couple days, maybe three. But yeah, most of them can be done in a day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. And and these cabinets are made out of?
It's MDF wood. Now the boxes are melamine and then they're surrounded. All the finished ends and doors are powder coated MDF.
Powder coated?
Yes.
Like
yes.
what we do to metal.
Exactly.
How do they do that?
Well, it was an interesting tour of the factory. We got to see them doing it. They hang all these doors and panels and run them through an oven. They get them heated up.
But you got to get a charge on that accept it.
I honestly didn't know myself before doing these that you could powder coat wood. And seeing the process was really neat. There's enough moisture in wood to get a charge once they heat them up, I guess.
Right.
And they come out looking like a car finish. It's beautiful, and there's a lifetime warranty on it. So
wow,
it's environmentally safe.
Okay,
no solvents or VOCs.
That was one of my questions
yeah.
because you know when we went through that importing a lot of cabinets from different countries.
Yes,
that we import a lot of things from. We found out there was a lot of outgassing because there's no FDA requirements that, and they were coming into our country, and people were getting sick.
Yes,
so. These are made in the United States.
Made in the U.S.
Ah.
They have found garbage in the MDF wood went in stuff that's not made in our country.
Really?
Yes.
Ew.
So they put a lot of things in that wood, that mixture that makes the wood.
All right. So all you got garage people, whether you're male, female, you know, grandfather, new father, wannabe garage owner, let's talk about this. Let's talk more and get some of your questions about what's available in this garage remodel that we're talking about. What are your needs? What are the things that you're interested in? Call us 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your garage remodeling questions when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Off your chest. We got you covered. State your case with George Korda, Sundays noon to 3 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hello again, this is Matt White with White's Marble Works. Spring is just around the corner, and instead of just doing the usual spring cleaning, how about doing something this year that will improve the value and look of your home for the future? White's can help you create the kitchen or bath you have always wanted with custom granite, marble, or quartz countertops. With the latest technology and design tools, we can help you visualize your entire project. Give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or visit us online at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
Are armadillos, moles, and skunks destroying your lawn or garden? Bonide has the answer. Bonide's Mole Max is a very effective all-natural repellent for armadillos, moles, voles, skunks, and most other small burrowing animals. When applied 3 to 4 times a year, Mole Max makes these pesky critters go away and stay away. Because it's all natural, Mole Max is safe to use in areas where children and pets play. Mole Max is available in a 10-pound bag to cover 5,000 square feet of lawn, or in a convenient 5-pound shaker applicator for flowers or vegetable gardens. Mole Max is also available in a quart-size, ready-to-spray liquid with a built-in hose-in sprayer. Make nuisance animals go away and stay away with all-natural Mole Max. Bonide products are family-made in America. Find Mole Max from Bonide at the following fine retailers: your local Farmers Co-op, Jim Brown Supply, Middlesboro, Kentucky, The Barn Nursery, Chattanooga, Tennessee, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. The question I get asked most of the time is, how do I know I need a general contractor? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to take your project through design, shopping with an interior designer, professional planning, management, and communication from the pre-construction meeting to the final cleanup. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
That ad is getting a lot of calls.
Here we go. Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Thanks for making us the most listened to radio show on the weekends. Thank you so much. We're very excited to bring you the kind of topics that we do, and we're very grateful that you have responded in kind. If you miss a topic or you're going to be doing something in your home, chances are we've covered it. We've been doing this for over 8 years now, and if you have a topic about a project that you need to do, it might be worth your while to go to newstalk987.com, go to the weekend shows, click on Around the House, and as you view that page, you'll see the podcasts. And Adam Litton, our aficionado producer, will be loading up the podcast after the show, and you can feel free to share that or listen to it yourself, take a few notes, and feel empowered about the things that you want to do in your home, or at least know who to call if you figure out that it's over your head. And that really is the point. Let's talk about the DIY aspect. Let's talk about how a professional would do this. And maybe you can figure out if your skill set falls in there. In the meantime, we are live in studio with Glenn Marlette from 3C Garage Design. And I never thought I would approach a garage design like a kitchen remodel, but basically that's what you're doing. Most of us, when we move into a home, have a painted garage with a garage door opener, an interior entrance door, and maybe a man door to the outside, a sealed floor,
right,
and that's it. No baseboard, no color. And so we start setting old cabinetry in the corners or, you know, whatever we've got, maybe a handmade utility piece to hang our implements, as my friends call them. You have a lot of implements. I was like, what does that mean? So we talked about you come in and listen to the needs of the homeowner. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you ask, how many children do you have?
Right.
Do they play sports? Maybe it's not obvious because maybe all that stuff is in the basement and they would like to get it up into the garage so kids can access that.
Right, right.
Okay. So you do that, you listen, you take measurements. When you come back with that 3D design, talk about what I'm going to expect when I see that.
Okay. Well, it's actually a scale drawing of the room.
Okay.
And we can really make it a true rendering. We can paint the walls hundreds of colors. We can show you a floor done with our epoxy coatings. Now, we don't have all the colors that we can do in the drawing, but there's several different colors. And then the cabinets will be the actual color that you chose.
Okay.
At the right depth, it'll be the actual size of the cabinet. So you'll see how it's really going to fit in the garage. And
yeah.
And we can even put a car in there. Now, there's only a few cars we can choose from, but but we can put a car in there so you can see how it's going to fit.
You can't put my Maserati in there.
No. There is a Ferrari in the 3D drawing.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, that'll get everybody going.
It does not come with it.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So what about lighting? What about countertops?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that.
There's a couple different standard countertops that come with the Redline system. And it's basically one is like a truck bed liner. You know, it's sealed, real tough.
Okay, that would be something that you would put tools on if you did a lot of handiwork or whatever.
Definitely.
Okay.
Or, woodworkers kind of like our maple butcher block top.
Oh, okay, so butcher block.
Which is nice, too. I mean, and you can put vices on them and things like that if you need to. But, you know, with the 3C Concrete side of our business, we could coat these countertops with anything you want. We could put your logo in there. We can make it look like marble or granite or just a nice metallic epoxy or something, you know, whatever the theme is for your garage.
Oh, so there's whoa, back up. Theme?
Sure. We've put logos in people's floors. And,
like Harley's?
Yep.
Logo,
absolutely.
Harley Davidson logo.
Harley's, yeah. We've put a speedometer in somebody's floor.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
And where did he want the speed set at?
He just wanted to cruise at about 70.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, it went to 120.
Okay. But cruising at 70. Okay.
Yeah, it was an old 5840 he was putting in there.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. All right. So we've talked about the countertops and the cabinets. Well, I don't think we've talked about the drawers.
No.
So talk to me about the drawers of these cabinets, because as I think of what I do in a garage, I just toss tools in the drawer.
Right.
So I'm not careful, and I've broken down my dresser now, so I have to look at something else because it's not made for that.
Right.
I assume you've taken those things into consideration.
Yeah, they are. The drawers are dovetail construction.
Okay.
9-ply Baltic birch wood.
Ah, so plywood.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's very resistant to the humidity and conditions and heat that you might find in a garage.
Yes. Yes.
And they're guaranteed for life, like all the rest of the cabinets and hardware.
Okay.
They come all the way out, full extension, ball bearing slides.
Ball bearing slides.
So you won't lose all your sockets in that back, in the far back, and can't find that.
Boy, that's really nice, because you and I both know that little small screwdriver gets to the back.
That's right.
And that's the one when you got to have it. You got to have it.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of inside is it? Is it just wood inside?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Is it sealed? Is it coated?
It is sealed. They're sealed just with a clear seal.
Okay.
Now we can also line them for you with rubber linings, so your tools kind of stay where they are.
Okay.
if you're the type that likes to line up your wrenches by size and want them to stay in that spot, then they'll stay there.
Well, yeah.
We all start that way, right?
That's right. I was going to say, maybe when I first put things in there, but after that, I'm not sure. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Join us in this conversation. We're talking about remodeling the garage. What a great idea. Let's get all the things that are on the floor up off the floor and make this efficient. This is cool. So you must have some kind of a pantry style cabinet that is long and tall so we can put our brooms and rakes and things like that in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Our tall cabinet can be set up in just hundreds of different ways. You can have 9 drawers in the bottom of it, and then the top is a cabinet.
Oh.
You can just have simple 5 adjustable shelves.
Okay. Do you have rollout trays?
Yes. There's rollout trays. There's a parts bin where you pull out the bottom half of the cabinet, and it's all for your little screws and washers, and it has a bin for everyone.
And then so little compartmentalized trays. Awesome. Yeah. And they stay there, so nobody's carrying them around losing them.
Right. Now you can actually take each cup off and
You don't tell your children that.
No.
I never tell my kids where all my good tools are. No. These are your tools. All right. So let's talk about the colors and the finish. That's what I wanted to ask you. When I look at the website and the brochure that you so nicely brought me, there's a lot of colors in here.
There really are. There's a nice hammer tone finish. So
now, what does that mean?
Well, it's kind of it's like the paint looks like it's slightly separated on the top, so it ends up looking like metal.
Oh, okay. More of an industrial look, like you would want in the garage.
Right. Right.
Okay. You got one here that's called Midlife Crisis Orange.
Yes.
That's funny. I take it that has something to do with us wanting a motorcycle when we get a little older.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of a particular brand
motorcycle. You can go with that orange that is familiar to those riders.
Okay, so now there's so many colors. I mean, it can go from like a platinum color all the way to red. I mean, red.
Yeah.
Burgundy, black, white, yellow, blue, kind of a metallic pewter, earth stone, silver vein. Well, these are interesting. And some of these do look like metal when they're installed. Even on the website, you can tell that some of these finishes look like metal. What is this color right here?
That is the dark.
Dark silver. Wow, this is really cool. So with the hammer finish and the powder coating, it looks like it's metal.
It really does. It's got a nice sheen to it, and it cleans up real easy.
Wow, that's a very clean look. Very clean look. All right, so what about lighting? What do we do about lighting? Because when you start installing work surfaces, then all of a sudden we have more need for light.
Right. And the nice thing about the cabinets, they're built on a rail, a steel rail that has a gap in the back of the cabinet. So we can run lighting, even if we end up hiding an outlet behind a cabinet, we can run lighting to your workspace and put a nice valance, which is just one of the backsplashes of the countertops, up there to hide the lights and light up the workspace with a nice typical fluorescent flat light or LED lighting.
LED, good. Yeah. So we minimize the energy that we use and minimize the heat that this light gives off.
Right.
Okay. Right. Now, I can already see what's coming. I'm going to ask you about more power.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to have my grinder hooked in over here and my Dremel hooked over here.
Right.
And, you know, there's going to be things I'm going to want continually powered.
Right.
So do you have a clean way of providing more receptacles for us?
We can run a power strip for you.
Okay.
Bring a power strip through the back of the cabinet and bring it to your worktop space. If you need 220 or you need something, then we'd have an electrician do that for
you. Sure.
But things like moving outlets around to where they're convenient for you, we can definitely do that.
Oh, that's awesome. Because I can see from the diagrams here that as the more countertop you get, the more power you're going to want.
Absolutely.
So that you can have those tools handy and accessible. This is a very clean look. And in the photo, in this brochure, there's nothing on the floor. The cabinets are suspended.
Yep.
They are not to the ground or to the concrete. They are suspended. And so therefore, all you have to do is stick a mop or a brush or whatever under there, and that floor is going to be cleaning easily.
And usually just water. I mean, even oil, it doesn't penetrate the floor, so it wipes right off.
With this epoxy coating system.
Yes, yes.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about that epoxy coating system and the whole idea of the garage remodel. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Stores kick off the merry month of May with a host of spring specials. Save on over 30 super deals, like a special boutique purchase of Honey Me dresses and tops, all at 25% off Hammer's low prices. Check out a new shipment of spring and summer pocketbooks at $12.95, matching wallets at $6.95, novelty totes at $5.88, and cross body bags at $5.88 also. Select from a beautiful group of department store label dresses just in time for Mother's Day, value priced at $12.95. Junior and contemporary Missy California casual dresses by Cute Options are $9.88. Healthcare uniform separates by Beverly Hills are $5.88 to $9.88 each piece. Plus, there's lots of spring sportswear specials by Cute Options, Alfred Dunner, Kathy Daniels, and others. Men's mall brand cargo shorts and four-pocket walking shorts are $9.95 to $14.95. Cutter and Buck golf shirts are $9.95. See all the deals in Thursday's New Sentinel and hurry to Hammers, Clinton, Hall, Sevierville, and New Tazewell.
You should see us now!
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
For today, it'll be mostly cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms a possibility, especially during the afternoon and evening hours, a high temperature near 61. Tonight, the rain will continue and then clear by daybreak on Sunday with a low of 43. Then for your Sunday, look for lots of sunshine with a high near 66. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Green. Ranger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I wish I could make that sound. Because what we're doing here is talking about garage remodeling. What a great idea. I'm with Glenn Marlette from 3C Garage Design. The website's simple. It's 3cgaragedesign.com. Very simple. 3cgaragedesign.com. If you want to talk to Glenn during the week, you can reach him at 984-8276. 984-8276. Is your phone number on the website as well?
Yes.
Okay,
definitely.
Good. So go to the website. I would go to the website if it were me, because I see a lot of things on here that just make me salivate, because I want this stuff off my garage. A floor. It's just very, very nice. Very clean look. I like that the cabinets are suspended.
Yes.
Because then I still have foot room. Even if I don't have a lot of side room, if I've got enough to put a 12-inch cabinet, can I do a 12-inch tall cabinet, like a kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, see, that's nice, because we do a lot with 12-inch cabinets where a 24 or a 15 or an 18 won't work.
Mm-hmm.
We can put it up on a riser. In this case, you just suspend it.
Right.
And I've still got that foot space.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
I can adjust that height off the floor to just about anything.
Okay. So the last conversation we were having before the break, we were talking about flooring. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a couple things that got my attention. One of them is most of the time you can clean this up with water. We really don't think about garage floors like that.
Right.
So that's pretty exciting. Let's talk about the coating for the garage floor.
Okay. We use an epoxy and urethane combination. We start out with a base of epoxy that we broadcast our color chips into.
How do you prep the floor?
Sometimes we have to grind them, not all the time. Or we do a gel acid treatment to it.
Mm.
It's a lot nicer than a typical acid etching of concrete because being a gel, you can control it and it sits on it longer and does the work it needs to do. And then you can douse it with water and suck it right into a machine.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is you have to get that slick finish off and
exactly.
Maybe the sealer that was put on it
yes.
to just help keep it clean?
If there's a sealer on it, then we usually have to grind it.
Really?
The acid won't take off most sealers unless it's really just a weak something that was rolled on some water-based sealer.
Sure. So what you're talking about grinding is really... just a sanding process, right?
Yeah.
Or is it more than that? Is it really grinding?
It's grinding with a diamond grinder.
Okay.
To top.
That sounds messy.
You're taking that top layer off. Now we vacuum as we go and it captures, 99% of that dust.
Okay.
So it has to. You can't have, concrete dust flying all over the place.
Oh. Now, how far, you don't take this down to the rock?
No.
Okay.
No, we're just opening the pores, basically.
Okay.
That's why in an unsealed slab, this gel acid does beautifully. It opens up the top layer, the pores are all open, and we get a great bond.
Nice. All right, so then what I'm hearing you say is you bring in this 3D design with these really nice-looking cabinets. They mm-hmm. really are very nice. That look like metal.
Right.
With the flooring. Whether it's the exact floor color that you want or not is a little limited by the program, but... So I'm hearing that there's some prep that needs to happen before we get to the cabinets,
right.
Get to the good stuff.
Right.
So it sounds like you really want to do the floor first in this case.
Ideally, we would do the floor first.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, do you come up onto the walls with that flooring?
It depends on what's there. We can come up the walls. We can replace the baseboards with cement baseboards.
Really?
Some people want to put... make it so it's easy to just hose the whole garage out right up onto the wall. And so we can give you a sealed surface up the wall if you want.
Really? So it's like coved up the wall.
Right.
So there's no seam at the wall and the floor.
Well,
we can
seal it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We would seal that up. And usually we use like, cement board, hardy backer board or something.
And then just apply your coating to that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. So we've got the flooring figured out. I don't know about you, but my garage would have to be painted before I was going to put those nice cabinets in there. So do you do painting?
We can paint the walls for you.
You can paint the walls. Okay.
Yep.
You don't have to take the garage door down?
No.
Okay. Lighting is in. You can paint the ceiling because that's going to be, dusty it gets in cobwebs and stuff all over. Okay.
Sometimes you don't notice until everything starts looking good
exactly.
And you realize your ceilings are dirty.
I would hate to look up and see all this, I wish I'd have painted the ceiling.
All right.
So after that, then you put the cabinets in, and now we're ready for the big reveal.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So backing up to the floors, mm-hmm. we have prepared the floors.
Mm-hmm.
Now what happens?
Now we roll out our base coat of epoxy, which comes in several different colors.
Oh, so you're choosing color at that point, or prior to that, but now's when the color starts showing.
Right.
Okay.
So we can either go grays or browns or something in between.
Okay.
You pick your chip color, which is the colored chips that we broadcast into the floor while the epoxy's wet.
So it's two colors. It's a base coat and a chip color.
Right. And there is a whole catalog of chip colors. So we can tie into your favorite football team, just about any color you can imagine.
Okay.
And then we sand and seal that with, and this is the tough part of the top coat, is the two-component urethane goes on top.
Mm.
And that's what makes it impervious to oil and solvents.
So it is impervious to oil.
Yes.
What about hot tires?
Hot tires, no problem.
No problem?
10-year warranty that hot tires will never peel this floor up.
Wow.
And it honestly, it lasts longer than 10 years, but that's about the longest manufacturer's warranty you can get.
Well, but the thing is, it's just like anything else. And I know we talk about this a lot on this show, but it's the prep.
Right.
It's all about the prep.
Everything
is about the prep.
If
you've got a good design and somebody that understands prep, you have a higher likelihood of coming out with a good product.
Absolutely.
Most people don't want to go through the hassle of planning. And I tell people all the time, we do a lot of large projects involving multiple pieces of the home.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a project right now that has 3 bathrooms, and the entire house is going to be painted and floored, and we're going to redo the stairwell.
Wow.
Well, so, you know, without planning, that could be a disaster. And they're living there. Now, they're living in the lower level. Mm-hmm. So to be honest, they're not living in what we're doing. But it is a challenge, and it requires planning, and it's worth it.
Yeah.
So that's why I like that you're going to plan this whole thing through and really do it in the order that it should be done.
Absolutely.
Love that. Love that. Okay. What's the most frequently asked for or chosen color in the floor and or the cabinets?
Floors, there's a couple chip colors that are real popular. They're kind of a neutral beige and brown.
Okay.
And then there's another gray color chip combination that tends to be real popular. It's, you know, more of a, I guess you could say, manly look or...
Well, I mean, it is a garage.
Yeah. I mean,
More masculine look.
Masculine look. There we go.
Okay. And then what about the cabinets? What colors are you seeing trending in cabinets?
A lot of people are attracted to the, it's a new, called New Burgundy.
New Burgundy. Is very nice.
Yeah. And that's the one that actually shows up best on the drawings, you know, with the lighting and all that.
Sure.
When we do the artificial lighting. But also, you know, the combinations are endless. So some people may want some contrast, and we can do that. The edges of the boxes of the cabinets can be black, and then
really?
The outside can be silver. Or so we can change up that a little bit to give them some contrasting designs.
Okay.
But you
talked about logos before. Did you put the logos on the floor or on the cabinets or on the countertops?
We could do them on the floor. We do them on the floors.
Okay.
We could do them on the countertops. We could do them on a cabinet, so I haven't had any requests for that. But,
that might be a little overdone.
Yeah, but definitely the countertops and the floors is doable with our concrete coating.
Okay, so I see sinks next to the cabinets, but I don't see them integrated into the design.
Right.
Is that typically how you do that? There's a separate utility sink?
Yeah, the utility sinks are separate typically, but we can do a sink in a cabinet.
You can.
If we needed to, yeah.
Okay.
Now, we're not plumbers, so
we'd have to have a little help.
Leave that to the important part to the plumber, but we can get the cabinet and the sink there and then get it hooked up.
Okay. So this really can turn out to be just like a kitchen remodel.
Absolutely.
Only it's in the garage.
Yes.
And you can really expect to have a garage that looks, and actually is clean.
Yes. There's even a fold-down bed. A Murphy bed that you can, if you want to sleep with that new car that you got, you can do it.
That's awesome. I got a lot of comments about that, but I'll just be a fold down Murphy bed in the garage. Now, yep. I want to tell you, that would be a guy night for sure.
I can remember sleeping in when I was 16 or something,
when you were first married.
No.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your final calls when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
I'm right back with the crew.
Do you have deer coming into your yard, eating your vegetables, flowers, fruit trees, or all of your shrubbery? If so, Bonide has a product to solve that problem. The new Sentinel Deer Repellent System. Sentinels are easy to use with no mixing or spraying necessary. Each package contains 6 green diffuser bottles that will blend in with your plants and have enough repellent to last all year long. Sentinel Deer Repellent will protect the entire plant, including all new growth, and will not wash off with heavy rain. So there's no need to keep reapplying. Bonide Sentinels are a new revolutionary deer repellent system, unlike anything on the market today. and it's people and pets safe. Why wait? Stop feeding the deer and start repelling them with Bonide Sentinel Deer Repellent System. Bonide products are family made in America. Look for Sentinels at these fine retailers. Your local co-op. The Barn Nursery in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Stockdale's in Hickson, Tennessee. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. Whether you're Scottish or not, there's something for everyone. So bring the whole clan to the Smoky Mountain Scottish Festival and Games May 20th and 21st at beautiful Maryville College. There's genealogy experts to trace your heritage, lots of children's activities, Highland athletics, and Scottish dance competitions, a 5K, a half marathon, live Scottish music, as well as funnel cakes, corn dogs, beer, and more. To find out more and get tickets, visit the What's Happening tab at newstalk987.com.
Are flying ants swarming around your home? They could be swarming termites. Knowing the difference between these insects could save you time, money, and worry. If you're uncertain about which type of insect is invading your home, call the experts. Cook's Pest Control will be happy to come to your home and identify insects or insect damage free of charge with no obligation. Don't wait. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, 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 here comes Cookie. Cook's Pest Control.
Waking up is hard to do. We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Oh, welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, well, we're having a good time. We're talking about garage remodeling and all the ins and outs and intricacies of that with Glenn Marlette from 3C Garage Design. Very simple. If you want to see what Glenn does with garages, go to 3C, the number 3, the letter C, garagedesign.com. 3C garagedesign.com. Very simple, and his number's there, but I'll give it to you just in case. 984-8276. 984-8276. What I like, well, there's many things I enjoy about talking with you, Glenn, because I think you approach this with passion and professionalism. But you really do the whole garage design, the whole garage remodel. You do the floor, you'll do the painting, you'll design the cabinets around my lifestyle, my meaning the homeowner,
right,
and really make it a finished room that I can drive in and go, oh, this is okay. My right. Maserati belongs here. I do not have a Maserati. Okay, so let's talk about trends and applications for these cabinets in other areas of the house that we may not have thought about.
Yeah. You know, hobby rooms are great with all the different arrangements we can do with drawers and parts bins.
Paints and all kinds of stuff that are up there, chemicals, okay.
And with the slat wall systems, the different hooks, and, you know, everything can be organized. Some people want things visual. They want to see their stuff and not all be hidden away, so with the slat wall systems, you can keep it all out.
All right, Debbie and Steve, I hope you're listening. The clients that we are working with right now have an office.
Okay.
And it probably could use a little organizational assistance from you.
Okay.
And they've had to clear it out because we're in there.
Oh.
And so it's been a challenge for them, to say the least. And, you know, you're there for 20 plus years. After a while, it just kind of all collects up, you know? So, okay, locker rooms,
yeah.
Workshops. And that's would apply to another project that we're doing. We're doing a kitchen remodel for a couple. But he has a whole area downstairs that half of the footprint of the house is his workshop. I mean, I'm jealous to the bone. I'm jealous of this guy. So he's got every tool for woodworking. He's a woodworker that I can think of. And just, he makes the most amazing bowls now is what he's doing. So that's what I've seen so far. But he could use probably a few cabinets like that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's a nice application in a workshop. And the countertops can be made out of wood if you're a woodworker, like you say, the butcher block.
Right.
Or you could put that coating that you use on concrete on what? To make it hard and stain resistant.
For the countertops,
you
mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can use all our epoxies and urethanes on a countertop.
What do you put it on, though? What's your base? Is it wood?
It can go over the wood.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So it is wood. Yep. Okay. Yep. I wasn't sure what you were coating that with. Yeah. So it's kind of like a bed liner, only it's on your countertop.
Right. Right. Now, the standard, the one that's like a bed liner, mm-hmm. it comes that way. It's already coated okay. for us.
Okay.
But if they want some kind of custom, something different on the countertop, we would probably get the maple block and coat it.
I gotcha. Okay. So when you say it comes from the factory like that, when I think of a bed liner, it's a rough surface.
Yeah, it is kind of rough.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
why woodworkers kind of don't
yeah,
like
they
that
don't
one
like
because
that.
The sawdust all gets kind of trapped in the
right.
texture.
So depending on what your hobbies are or what your DIY projects are,
right.
Would depend on what kind of a countertop you might select.
Definitely.
See, I love that you have options, though, because those are important. If you're going to go through the process of remodeling your garage, having those options and talking to a professional is going to give you the best possible outcome to get exactly what you want.
Because right.
that's what this is all about, making
right.
this right for you and your purpose.
Right.
Love that. All right. Basement kitchens. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a pool situation or a lake situation, those cabinets are going to hold up a little bit better, maybe a lot better
yeah.
than a traditional wood cabinet. And they're going to look kind of cool. You
definitely.
Know, what I like about these cabinets is they have a little industrial look to them.
Right.
And that hammer finish, is it hammer finish you call it?
Hammer tone finish.
Hammer tone
yep.
finish.
Yep.
Looks like metal, even mm-hmm. though it's not.
Yeah.
And it has a nice warranty. So
yes.
if we've got people down there with water or wet, and they're suspended.
That's right.
So we still got that under the floor, and you can seal a concrete floor in a basement as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so not
floors.
Just garages.
Absolutely.
Doctor's offices, hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere you see, you go in a doctor's office, every exam room has a sink and a cabinet and
mm-hmm.
a cabinet above it. Those are usually on the floor, typically.
Right.
If
right.
they were off the floor, the cleaning crew would love it in a doctor's office if they didn't have to scrub around all these cabinets and things like that.
Yeah, and as a patient, I think I would like it. I would
yeah.
feel like there's more options for doing a good job cleaning
right.
of a suspended cabinet.
Definitely.
So that's one of the real big perks of this whole thing is that these cabinets are suspended.
It really is, yes.
All right. Workout rooms.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Lockers.
And
things like that. We can even do locking lockers.
Yeah, you do have lockers on the website too.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool. All right. So there's lots of trends. You even told your wife you wanted to put these in the kitchen?
I do.
What
I,
did she
I
say
like
that?
Them. She wasn't initially that crazy about it. Now, she did let me do our countertops with a metallic epoxy. So I thought it would tie in really well, you
yeah.
know?
And,
but we'll see.
We'll see.
I'll have to work on that one.
But, you know, if it's a more masculine home,
mm-hmm.
that's an option. And then the suspended cabinets are very popular
yeah.
In contemporary design. So that's kind of interesting, a nice way to go. Let's talk about cost compared to kitchen cabinets. Are they similar in cost? Are they different? Are they more? How are they working?
Well, I mean, obviously there's a huge range in every garage or application, but, you know, a typical garage, maybe you have one wall and you want a string of cabinets, which that's the most economical way to do it is all continuous instead
okay.
of multiple locations on different walls.
And it looks better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we could be as little as maybe $1,500 to $1,800 for a little work
small
area
set.
And some tall cabinets on up to, you know, I mean, I've seen them as high as $30,000 to $40,000.
Okay.
But typically, you know,
well, those are
10,
large garages.
Or less is usually, yeah.
10,000 or less. Okay.
Yeah.
And then plus the floor, if you want the floor done, or does that include the floor?
No, the floor is usually run about for a typical 2-car garage is $2,500 to $3,500, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's big options with that too. We can
of
do
course.
It simpler, and anything we do is going to have that 10-year warranty on it.
So. Oh, so the floor does as well.
Yeah.
The floor and the cabinets are 10-year warranty.
The cabinets are lifetime.
Oh, that's actually. Right. Cabinets are lifetime.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
All right. Let's talk about. We got a few minutes left. How to hire a pro professional to organize your garage?
Well. You know, I mean, I always say initially check references for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of our business these days has been referrals. We haven't been advertising in the last couple of years. And I love that, of course.
Well, yeah.
Not having to spend all that money on advertising. But it really makes a difference if checking references in hearing by word of mouth. And obviously, if they're insured, have the proper insurance. And
we typically provide that information on the first or second visit to our clients. Do you provide that information, the insurance, and are you licensed?
Yeah. Now, we don't, for most of our residential jobs,
they don't.
Not everyone asks for it. Yeah. I mean, it's there, it's ready.
I try to get people to do that, but it's tough.
Yeah.
I'd just rather present it to you, and you don't even have to ask me because it's right in front of you.
That's actually a good idea.
All right. So it comes down to service. And passion. You know, I listen to Halloran during the week, and he's always talking about working in your passion, doing something you're passionate about. Right. And when I met you, I knew that you really loved to do this, that you really had a passion for what you're doing. And folks, I know you can't see this, but if you could see the twinkle in his eye when he talks about these this garage remodel as a concept for the whole, like a whole house remodel, well, this is just for the garage. Right. And all the things we've talked about today are specific for the garage. There are other applications,
right?
But they're specific for the garage. All right. So talk to me about how long that you have been doing this and what your heart is for this business.
Well, I really love to just serve my customers. I mean, that's, and so we've been doing this for 12 years, the concrete coatings. Over the years, we've offered different cabinets, but it's just recently, this past year, we've hooked up with these red line cabinets that are everything I've always been looking for.
Awesome.
And the custom options and the colors and the quality made in the USA. So it's all coming together now.
Okay. Glenn, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
I appreciate you so much. Made in the USA. These cabinets are made in the USA. The project is designed and finished by the owner, Glenn Marlette, at 3C Garage Design, with a little help from his friends.
Absolutely.
But a complete garage remodel. If you want to talk about that and maybe begin the dialogue, maybe begin the design, you can call Glenn at 984-8276. 984-8276. Or you can go to 3cgaragedesign.com. 3cgaragedesign.com. All right, Glenn, thanks for being here. Sure do appreciate you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to the first hour of Around the House. Don't go away. We've got a real interesting topic, never been done before, on Around the House. After this news break, we'll return with more on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You've got a smartphone. Want to make it even smarter? Then you need to download the News Talk 987 mobile app.
Powered by Computer Depot.
Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Rush, Hal, and Hannity. Or enjoy your favorite shows on demand when it fits your schedule.
Making you and your phone smarter every day.
Download the News Talk 987 mobile app. News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
I'm here with Dayton Hilton of Dayton's Pest Control. Dayton, I guess we're now going to be fighting a new problem in East Tennessee, Zika.
Unfortunately, it looks like it. Man's age-old nemesis, the mosquito, has picked up a new disease.
And what is Dayton's going to do?
The same as we have been doing for the last several years. We will continue to treat your yard with our effective mosquito control management service.
Get the best mosquito control management experience to protect your family by calling Dayton's Pest Control at 588-6686 or online at daytonspestcontrol.com. Dayton's reputation. Reputation is your guarantee of quality.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC registered investment advisor.
Maribel Cola is with me to talk about East Tennessee's newest and biggest name in commercial real estate services, NAI Cola, RM Moore. Maribel, tell us a little more about this.
Even though we've competed with Roger Moore's firm for years, we've also collaborated. He and his team have had a remarkable track record in commercial real estate and property management. Now we're coming together to offer even more to people and businesses in need of expertise and resources.
So will you still be affiliated with NAI and all of its global connections?
For sure. NAI is the world's most powerful network of commercial real estate companies. And now, with Roger Moore, his impressive portfolio of millions of square feet of space, and his experienced team of brokers, services to East Tennessee will be unprecedented.
So your new name is?
We are now NAI Cola RM Moore. One firm, right here with global reach.
NAI Cola RM Moore. Commercial real estate experts around the corner and around the world.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Police officer out on bail. Trump nominee bails out. I'm Christopher Cruz. White former Texas police officer Roy Oliver is free on bond this morning on a murder charge. He turned himself in last night hours after a warrant was issued. He's accused of shooting and killing a black teenager who was inside a car that was leaving a party late last month. A second nominee to the post of Army Secretary is out, correspondent Athena Jones.
Mark Green withdrew after coming under fire for controversial statements he's made in the past on Islam, on evolution, on LGBT issues. At one point, he said that being transgender is a disease.
The 143rd running of the Kentucky Derby tonight.
Legal wagering on the Kentucky Derby last year drew $124 million. These days, you don't have to be at a racetrack or a casino to bet on the Derby. Many horse race fans will place bets on twinspires.com, the official site of the Derby, or the sites Bovada and ExpressBet.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. I'm Christopher Cruz. Missouri rivers near St. Louis are going to crest above flood stage today as a result of heavy rain. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam says flooding has already affected more than 100 highways in the area.
There were actually two different storm systems across the central U.S. that brought the incessant rainfall, but it continues to move eastward, and we saw that rain inundate the mid-Atlantic states with 19 daily rainfall records that were set across much of the East Coast.
Flooded areas of the region will get some relief this weekend. Rain is not expected until Monday. The new Republican health care bill may face a lawsuit in New York State if it passes without major changes. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman.
Goes after prohibited states funding prohibited entities with federal Medicaid funds, but prohibited entities defined in a way that the only thing in the country that qualifies is Planned Parenthood. So it's an effort to kill off Planned Parenthood.
NBA playoffs today, game three of their semifinal series from Salt Lake City, the Warriors visiting the Jazz. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves, great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
The British Psychology Society has conducted two experiments that appear to show the power of profanity. Correspondent John Stolness swears it's true.
In the first study, 29 people completed an intense bicycle exercise after swearing and not swearing. Another group of 52 people completed a grip test after cursing and not cursing. Those who swore in the bike experiment produced more power, and those who cursed in the grip test showed a stronger hand grip. However, the study said they couldn't be sure if it was the swearing that was the cause of the strength. Other measurements they expected would also be affected by the swearing did not show significant changes. The scientists said more studies were needed to discover the true power of being profane. I'm John Stolness.
Country star Loretta Lynn is recovering at a hospital in Nashville this morning after suffering a stroke Thursday night.
The 85-year-old has been touring for almost 60 years, says she'll continue to do so as soon as she gets well. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
We'll see mostly cloudy skies and off and on showers throughout our Saturday afternoon with a high temperature near 61. Tonight we'll see rain continuing during the evening hours, then clearing overnight with a low of 43. Look for lots of sunshine on Sunday with a high near 66 and mostly clear Sunday night with a low of 45 degrees. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Green.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I want to give a big shout out to Glenn Marlette from 3C Garage Design. A lot of great information, a lot of options, lots of things to think about for your garage remodeling ideas. Just a super guy, does a great job in business. I can see why a lot of his business is word of mouth. And if you get to meet Glenn, you'll see why too. You can reach him at 3cgaragedesign.com, 3cgaragedesign.com, or you can go call him at 984-8276, 984-8276. Moving on, we're going to switch topics a little bit, and we're going to talk about something we've really never talked about here on Around the House. This is a very, I want to say, I think it's a controversial topic. I think people think this is something sinister, that it is not. And so to debunk some of that and maybe give ourselves some enlightenment about what's going on in the reverse mortgage market, we invited an expert from TN Bank, a locally owned, locally operated, local bank. It is not a big box bank. It is a local bank. So we invited Bert Burgett. I think I got it right.
You got it, Dawn.
It wants to look like something else for me. But we invited Bert in to talk to us about reverse mortgages. He is a reverse mortgage specialist. And I think you're going to find this is very interesting. There's a lot of things to know. I spent a good hour with Bert one afternoon with my partner, and we were talking about reverse mortgages right at 10 Bank. Just a very nice place, the one I was at, and there are many locations. The one I was at was near Middlebrook Pike on Cedar Bluff. So welcome, Bert. Glad to have you here.
Well, thank you, Dawn. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic. And we see a lot of quick ads on television. And I kind of go, that seemed like a lot of eggshell moving. There's famous celebrities that talk about this. And I'm just not sure that is their best testimonial. So when I came to 10 Bank, I had a lot of angst about it. I do a little bit of help with financing with clients. Most of our clients are in a position where they can pay for their remodeling one way or the other. And some of them do need to think about financing. I'm also an age-in-place specialist. And what that means is that I understand as we get a little older, how our needs change and how our lifestyle may change to where we need a little help or support in some areas, particularly in the bathroom. Maybe as we navigate stairs, we would build stairs differently so that to make them easier for a homeowner to use. Just fall protection, you know, knowing what kind of lighting we need, all that. So we asked you in, Bert, to talk about reverse mortgages as another option to go through the latter part of our life. This is not a death benefit at all. This is not. This is I'll just call it a lifetime opportunity. You've had a lifetime to grow the equity in your home. And maybe this is the time that you want to think about living it with some of that equity or repurposing it for something other than just sitting there in your house. What is a reverse mortgage? What is it actually?
Okay, Don, it's really pretty simple. yeah, some people you mentioned apprehension, a little bit scared about the product, hearing negative connotations about it and so forth.
It's not,
but it's really not. It's very much like a regular first mortgage. So it's been around since about 1987.
Really?
It's a HUD product, FHA insured. Hmm. And it requires that someone have at least 50 to 55% equity in their home, and they have to be 62 years of age or older.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. So by equity, you mean not owe at least half to 55% of the value, the appraised value of their home. Is that
exactly
right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Any first or second mortgages on the property, home equity loans, what have you, can't be more than, say, 50% of the value of the home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I had, let's just make round numbers, a $200,000 appraised value, if I owe less than $100,000, I would be a candidate to talk to you, and I'm 62 or over.
Right.
I would be a candidate to talk to you about a reverse mortgage.
That's correct. And you have to live in the home. You have to live in the home at least 183 days per year. So you could have a second home in Florida, for example, but you have to live in the primary. It's got to be your primary home.
Primary residence.
And that's the home that you're interested in having the mortgage on, the reverse mortgage.
Okay, mm-hmm. So just because you said that, as we kind of generate ideas, I'm going to ask you some questions. One of them is, you said it's the primary residence. What about if I move south for a few months? Can I rent that house out for those months, or am I not allowed to do that on this reverse mortgage? Is that a problem?
I believe you can.
Yeah, I would think so. Mm-hmm. As long as it's your primary residence.
Right.
And you're back there more than you're away.
Exactly.
Okay.
You have to live in it 183 days a year. As long as you do that.
183. Yeah. Okay, not 180.
You know, it's the government, Don. It's the government. You know, they have these stipulations.
Okay. So now when I think of reverse mortgage, I think that I'm going to get this lump sum. Okay. But that's not necessarily the case. I might decide to just take a monthly payment.
Absolutely. There are, you know, maybe six or seven different ways and combinations that you can take the proceeds. It could be a lump sum, and that could be just for a one-time project.
Like a remodeling project.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Or you could use it to purchase a home. There's reverse for purchase, where you can actually purchase a home through a reverse mortgage.
Purchase another home.
Well, your primary residence. So let's say you were living in a home that's $300,000 and you have a $100,000 mortgage.
Okay.
And you're going to downsize to a $200,000 home.
Okay.
So you get the equity from the home that you're selling, and then you do a reverse mortgage on the new home so that you don't have a principal and interest payment.
Whoa. That's very creative.
Yeah. So I talked to a lot of realtors about that.
Wow. That's interesting. So, So every time I talk to you, I get all these ideas. All right. 656-8255. 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. I want to throw that number out there because I want you to interact with this conversation. This whole topic is going to be much better if you're interacting with us. Again, that number is 656-8255. The most significant thing I heard you say just now that got my attention is no more house payments.
Exactly. So the whole point of a reverse mortgage is that you conserve the use of your cash, your cash flow.
Yes.
So you do not pay principal and interest, and you have that money then to use for other purposes. You could, let's say you have to be 62 years of age or older, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you might have money from employment, or you could be retired. And a lot of people that do a reverse mortgage are retired or working part-time. And so then they have some income maybe from a job. Mm-hmm. They have Social Security, pension, mm-hmm. IRA funds. And rather than use that to make a house payment, they use it for other purposes. Maybe they want to go visit children in another state and have the money to travel.
Sure.
Maybe they have medical bills. Maybe they want to do a remodeling job and redo their kitchen or bath or put a new roof on. Another purpose is retrofit. You mentioned that. You're certified in the...
Aging in place.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Uh-huh. So I talk to people, you know, that have franchises for Home Instead and so forth, because their customers need a source to pay for their services.
Sure.
And here it is.
Interesting. Okay, so on this hypothetical $300,000 house, that there's $100,000 left on the mortgage,
mm-hmm.
and I want to take that $200,000 and borrow it to buy my new home.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got to roll in my when I sell that house, I've got to roll in that $100,000 into the $200,000 not exactly, but that I borrowed. So now I'm still going to have a $300,000 mortgage on my $200,000 house. Is that right? Because I owed the $100.
Well, you owed the $100 and now you have $100. You have $100 of equity bringing from the prior sale.
Right.
And then you're going to have whatever the difference still owed on the new property.
Right.
And let's say you're downsizing, right-sizing, moving closer to family, whatever the purpose, you're going to have that balance. And that could be paid for through a reverse mortgage.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Join me in this conversation. We're going to break that down again. We'll return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
The Tennessee Vols are kind of a big deal around here. Got you covered with daily sports reports and the Vol Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
3C Concrete would like to thank East Tennessee for your support since 2005 as they expand their services with 3C Garage Design. They now go beyond their beautiful concrete coatings to complete the garage makeover with quality custom cabinets with a lifetime warranty. Your free estimate includes a computer design to help you visualize your dream garage. For garage floors and now garage cabinets and storage, make one call to 3C Garage Design at 865-984-8276 or 3cgaragedesign.com. That's the number 3, letter C, Garage Design.
Is your yard and landscape being destroyed by nuisance animal pests? If so, Bonide has a product to solve the problem. Repelzol is an all-natural repellent that works on deer, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and many other nuisance animals. It stays effective for up to 2 months. The all-natural ingredients in Repelzol use smell, taste, and irritation to keep animals away. Unlike other repellents, Repelzol has no unpleasant odor. Repelzol natural formula can be applied to trees, shrubs, perennials, and around edible crops. It also works to prevent animals from chewing on fences and structures. Repelzol is so effective that your satisfaction is guaranteed. Repelzol is available in concentrate, ready-to-use and ready-to-spray liquid formulations, and in easy-to-use granules in a 3-pound shaker and 6-pound bag for spreader applications. Bonide products are family-made in America. Look for Repelzol products at these fine retailers: your local Farmers Co-op, Evergreen Home and Garden, Kingsport, Tennessee, Tri-State Growers, Mountain City, Tennessee, or visit Bonide.com for a dealer near you.
This is Yvonka Landis, and do I have a house for you? Are you looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in North Knoxville under $200,000? I have a house for you. Or are you wanting to build a home? I have lots for you. The Landis team is a family business that will use our real estate sales experience, appraisal service, and mortgage knowledge to help you buy or sell your home. Call 660-1186 or YvonkaSalesRealEstate.com. I have a house for you.
Yvonka Landis is an affiliated broker with Realty Executive Associates.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we have Bert Burgett in the house. He is a reverse mortgage specialist. Not a topic you're necessarily expecting to hear us talk about, but this has relevance because as you have to be 62 years old to do this, and maybe at that point you've realized that you need some things in your home that you would rather get sooner than later. And maybe the cash isn't flowing exactly the way you wanted it to. And this is an option. This is a great option for people that I didn't realize was so good until I took the time to sit down and talk with you, Bert. I really, because when I hear this stuff on television, I kind of think, I don't know about this. But when I'm face-to-face with somebody in like a local bank, like 10 Bank, that's when I can ask those questions and the kind of questions that we want to ask on this show. All right. So to get to the website, it's 10bank, tnbank.net, tnbank.net. And a local number that you can reach Bert at is 483-9444.
Correct.
483-9444. Okay. So I wanted to get that out there. And let's talk about some of the parameters or the responsibilities of the borrower.
Okay. Well, Don, the borrower, as we said, has to be 62 years of age or older.
Okay.
These are HUD requirements. You know, this is a federal government design product by HUD. It's insured by FHA, which is part of HUD.
Okay.
But anyway, they have to occupy the home as their primary residence,
right,
and they have to live there at least 183 days a year. they undergo a financial assessment. So unlike a regular first mortgage or a home equity loan, which requires a full credit evaluation of the borrower, this is just termed a financial assessment because they're not required to make principal and interest payments. They're allowed to, and they're very welcome to make payments if they'd like, but most people don't on a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
They are only required to show that they have sufficient income to pay the property taxes, the homeowner's insurance, and general upkeep on the home. So those are the only three items that are considered in the financial assessment.
Really?
Right.
Not food, not utilities.
No.
Not car, transportation. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once they pass that, and there can be special circumstances that are considered over and above that, but there's lots of ways we can get it done. Really.
Okay. So it's not a credit problem. If you don't have great credit, this is not necessarily an issue for you.
No, even for a person that's been late on their first mortgage and they're wanting to pay that off, if they've had one late payment on their mortgage payment in the last 12 months, then HUD requires a LISA, which is a set aside where they're payments for property taxes and insurance would be set aside out of the proceeds of the mortgage.
Okay.
So that
for a year.
Yeah, for the for longer than that.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes.
Okay.
So that the lender is assured of having those payments.
Sure, because they don't want to end up with a big tax lien on the property
right.
in the end
yeah.
when the home is sold.
Exactly.
Which depletes their obvious intent to get their money back.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. All right, we have a call on the line. George has a question for us. Good morning, George. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing
I was listening to you on the radio.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
I have a question for you. Now, I keep hearing 62. I'm 50. I own my own house. It's appraised at 142. I own my own car. It's Cadillac CTS. I have chronic back pain, and it's all doctors have went through this and everything, a couple doctors. I have neuropathy in my feet, so I can only walk about an hour or two, and my feet feel like somebody beat them with a 2x4. I have chronic lung problems, and I have stenosis in the back, and I'm behind in my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there such thing as a HUD program that would help me? I mean, I have filed for Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
I have a beautiful child. She's 6 years old.
Oh.
She lives with me, and I love her to death. But I'm afraid that they're going to come after me or start penalizing me on my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. George, unfortunately, this product is designed by the federal government, and it's a HUD product that requires 62 years of age.
I think he's asking about are there other options.
Other options, yeah. I'm not an expert in, federal assistance program, so I don't know the answer to that.
All right. Yeah, no, I was just real curious. I mean, I always listen to you guys. I love you guys to death.
Thank you.
And, it helps me. I'd rather listen to you guys than listen to any other radio station or any of that music I keep hearing. I learn more by driving down the road listening to you than listening to any other station. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, George. We sure appreciate that very much. I would say, there are lines of credit. There's home equity lines. There's all kinds of ways to explore those things. I think what Bert's saying is he is an expert in reverse mortgages. And so maybe if you came into 10 Bank and talked to some of the other folks there, they could guide you and get you some directions. Is that fair, Bert?
Yes, we have residential loan officers. They do home equity loans. We have commercial loan officers, all types of retail banking personnel and so forth that can help.
Right. I mean, I just heard, HUD, government.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. Maybe they can help me.
Yeah.
I'm doing just side jobs and stuff. And
sure.
That's all I can do. I mean, I can't lift over 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And when winter comes, I'm done.
Mm.
I live on the water. I mean, I'm out here. It's a beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
All my neighbors are really good. I can't even mow my yard right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my neighbors are coming mowing it for me, and I just feel so bad.
Wow. That's really sweet, George, and I know that you care for your daughter as well, and that's really sweet.
She loves it here. She loves it.
Can't blame you at all. I would say to check with 10 Bank. I'll give you a phone number here. It's 483-9444.
483-9444.
That's the main number. And if you call and just kind of give them a general idea of what you're after, they'll refer you to someone that can, maybe sit down and talk with you about that. They're just good people. It's a local bank, local people. It's not like talking to a big bank. Okay?
No problem. Can you send me back to somebody now? Because I don't have some pencil on me.
Oh, sure. I'm going to put you on hold.
That number.
And we'll let these guys give you that number. Thanks, George. I appreciate your call.
Yeah. Love you guys.
All right. Bye. God bless you. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We got more coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
You count me? Did you know that Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply is open to the public and they can supply you with all your home landscape, fertilizer, weed control, and seeding needs? You know, John Gardner and his team are ready for whatever help you need, whether it's soil testing, whether it's a Toro zero-turn mower, whether it's service on your Toro or any other product, whether it's even some custom grown seed that's just for this area. These guys know how to set the plan to give you the perfect landscape and lawn beyond your wildest dreams. They're located on Balm Drive in Bearden, and you can reach them at 588-1993, 588-1993, Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. If you haven't been there, you owe yourself a short drive to Balm Drive, and you'll appreciate the personal attention and focus John Gardner and his team have for your lawn and landscape. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, come by where the professionals buy.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves, great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
For today, they'll have mostly cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms a possibility, especially during the afternoon and evening hours, a high temperature near 61. Tonight, the rain will continue and then clear by daybreak on Sunday with a low of 43. Then for your Sunday, look for lots of sunshine with a high near 66. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Bert Burgett from 10 Bank. Bert is a reverse mortgage specialist, a topic we have not covered here on Around the House, and I think this is very interesting, whether you're remodeling, whether you're trying to set yourself up to stay in your home as long as possible, whether you just need a stream of income. This is a very interesting option and is much different than what I thought it would be. That's why I brought this to Around the House. Right now we got Sandy on the line, and she has a question for us. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Welcome,
Dawn,
to Around the House.
I always love to hear you.
Thank you.
I have my home. It's been paid for years and years, but I'm retired. I have no family to speak of, that I don't have any children or anything, and I have no brothers and sisters that would want the property in the event of my demise.
Okay.
And everyone that's of my family is extended, and they don't live right here, so they're not interested in moving in, so to speak.
Sure.
Would the reverse mortgage be something that I would use? I don't have any particular goal or anything that I would be using the money for at this time. But I'm thinking about when I pass, what situation would occur at that time?
Okay.
That's a good question. Very good question.
Yeah, Sandy, thank you for your call.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so grateful that Dawn thought about you coming on
me
the program.
Too.
And you're so easy
she's a
to
good
understand
lady.
And follow. Thank you so very much.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll hang up and listen to you on the radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome, darling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so you have the home, Sandy, that's paid for and no relatives and that want to live in the home. So what would you use a reverse mortgage for? You could use it simply as a credit line to have funds available should you need them for extra income, or you could have a project that you might have Don do for you or someone else, right? But you can also just have a monthly income. You could say, oh, I'd like an extra $500 a month, $1,000 a month, whatever. And then that's going to be determined based on the age of the youngest borrower, the expected interest rate for how long they're going to be in the home, and then the value of the property. So it's actuarial tables that determine the factor. And then once you know those three parameters, you multiply the factor that HUD provides times the value of the home, and that can that tells you your maximum credit limit. And then from that, you figure out the payment parameter. So you could have, like we talked earlier in the show, a lump sum, but most people don't do that particular payout method. They'll do a partial sum for some particular purpose. In fact, I'm working with a guy up in Oak Ridge that's going to put an elevator in his home and put a new roof. So he's going to get the money for that, and then he's going to have a credit line for the future. Other people do the project, and then they have so much a month. Or you could just do like an annuity with no lump sum and just have a payout of so much per month, and you can set it for a certain number of years or for the lifetime that you're in the home.
Okay, so Sandy's question was, so she's gone through and she's passed.
Yep.
What happens to the house after that?
Okay, it's exactly the same as a regular first mortgage. There's rumors out there that the bank owns your home.
Exactly.
That is not true.
Okay.
The bank is a lender, and they have
a lien
on the home, just like any other mortgage.
Sure.
So when you sell the home, whether you sell it yourself or your heirs sell it after you pass away, the mortgage is paid off at that point.
Okay.
And then the beneficiaries get the remainder.
Okay. So it does work just like a mortgage that you may have had years ago where there's a lien on the property for X amount. Now, my question is, do I know what that amount is?
Well, the amount is, if you're, what's happening is the interest is accruing to the loan balance.
Right.
So the amount of the loan increases every year.
Ah.
So the interest is getting added to the debt.
So you don't know the exact payout
until
the
time of until
when you either move out or pass.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But then also the credit line that's available to you is increasing, because right now we're factoring in a 4% appreciation rate on the home. So if you have a credit line, your credit line is actually growing every year.
So it may even out.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. This is a very fascinating, and it's a little complicated. So I think, you know, asking these questions is really important at this point.
Yeah, a lot of financial planners that I talk with are really excited about offering it to their clients, because their clients then have another source of income, whether they need some now or some later or some every month, or maybe nothing now, but have the credit line established so that they are ready to draw on it when they do need it.
Ah, okay. And again, this is not about your credit rating. This is does not involve your credit rating.
Right.
So if you have a lower credit rating, but you're 62 years old and you have at least half of the value of your home is free and clear. So you don't owe more than half of the appraised value of your home.
Right.
Okay. Who does the appraisal?
The appraisals are done by the title company. And they choose the appraisal, you know, and you've probably seen that over the last number of years that you cannot choose your own appraiser.
See, I thought you could choose your own appraiser.
You could in the past, but really over the last, I don't know, since the market crash and so forth, right. The rules have tightened. Oh. So the appraiser is chosen by the title company. Okay. And the lender, and they pick it, and they come out to your home and do an appraisal.
Okay. So
because they don't want people to have some influence over the appraiser, you know, to give a high appraisal when maybe it's not justified.
Sure. Okay. So let's do some math here, just for the listener. I've got a $200,000 house.
Right.
I owe $100,000.
Yes.
I come to you, Bert, at 10 Bank and sit down with you and talk to you about, I want to know about how much I can borrow.
Okay.
Help me do the math.
I can do it very quickly, and I can't necessarily give you the math on each person.
It's okay.
Because it's based on the youngest borrower. You could have, let's say the husband is 72 and the wife 64.
Okay.
It's going to be based on the wife's age.
And okay. how long they anticipate her living in the house.
Actuarially they feel like she would potentially be living in the home. And then on the value of the home, and there's a factor, and the lenders multiply that factor times the value of the home to come up with the total amount that's available for borrowing.
Right.
And then from there, if it's like a monthly payout, it could be, you could set it at 10 years or 20 years, okay? So that payout's going to be more per month than it would be if you set it for the lifetime of the borrower or for how...
Because you got a cap on it.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay, I get that. All right, so in the scenario that I just said, the 200, I owe 100,000, you're going to take the $100,000 mortgage, roll it into the reverse mortgage, and approximately 80% of the appraised value? Is it? Can you give me a round number just so people can think about this?
Well, first I would say that if you still owe half the value of your home, the amount you could get in a reverse mortgage is going to be very small.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be very small.
Okay.
For example, this week I quoted one, and it was about, they owed $134,000. Mm-hmm. And if I took, say, $260,000, they were getting about $7,000 in the reverse mortgage.
Oh, really?
You know, when I put it up to $280,000, it was about $13,000 plus $7,000 in the second year.
Okay.
So you need to get up into that $55,000-$60,000 range or more, and then it can, you know, be a sizable amount.
Okay.
And be a nice monthly annuity if that's what you're looking for.
Sure. All right. So if that doesn't work, if that doesn't factor for me as a homeowner, I still have other options. There's a home equity line of credit.
Exactly.
And that, now we have to qualify with credit and income, and
right.
You will have payments.
Exactly.
Okay. So the only way to not have a payment and to have somebody pay you right now that I'm understanding is the reverse mortgage.
Yeah, so the reverse mortgage, the whole concept behind that is to not have to make a principal and interest payment.
Gotcha.
You can if you like, but it's a way for people that are retired and they are having less cash income than they used to when they were working. And so then, or they want to use it for other purposes. Mm-hmm. You know, they have medical bills. They have in-home care. They want to travel. You know, they just want to keep up their standard of living. Mm-hmm. But they have this huge asset in the equity in their home that they can use for additional supplemental income.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because what I just heard you say is, even if you can't get a large cash payout, you can still stop making those house payments.
Exactly.
And so you're still going to save X amount of dollars a month that you're paying now for principal and interest, because that stops.
Yeah.
What continues on is your insurance, your property taxes,
right?
Any HOA dues you have, and the upkeep on your property.
Those are the things that we look for in the financial assessment. Those are the only requirements, really. Those, you have to live in the home. You have to be able to pay your property taxes and insurance.
Right.
And any additional, like you said, homeowners dues,
mm-hmm.
And assessments for a condo or what have you. And then you have to be able to maintain the property in a decent shape, because the property is the collateral for the lender.
Of course. Mm-hmm. But if you have a maintenance-free home, let's say it's brick and aluminum and, you know, vinyl soffits, things like that. So there's not much maintenance, really.
Right.
On the inside, you just have to keep up the plumbing and,
right.
you know, things like that,
mm-hmm.
the flooring, the paint.
Right.
So that's not too bad, really, from an older person's perspective.
Right. It's
that's
a
not
lot,
bad.
Lot easier than having to make a principal and interest payment.
Yeah. 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 That'll take literally hundreds, if not up to maybe 1,000 or more,
right.
off of your expenses for the month.
Yeah, and the interest on the reverse mortgage is just accruing on to the amount of the loan each month.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So if you look at, if I had a mortgage and I looked at my principal and interest, I'm just kind of trying to figure this out. How can I figure out how much is accruing every month? Because I'm interested in that. Maybe I do have somebody, unlike Sandy, maybe I have somebody that is going to possibly inherit that property later. How can I figure out the interest that's coming?
We could give them a full mortgage amortization list that shows the future debt.
Beautiful. Okay,
absolutely.
So you can do that, because
mm-hmm.
HUD has already got a calculation for that. All right, so now we know exactly where we're headed
mm-hmm.
according to government guidelines for this loan, so that there are no surprises.
Right.
And you could put that in a file so others could see that as well when the time came. So that's a little bit of insurance for me as a homeowner, to know that my family can still get to that information later. Now,
right.
10 Bank, I trust,
mm-hmm.
but... you know, there's mortgage companies out there that I don't know, that I can't sit down and look at you, Bert, and say, you know,
right.
this is what's going on. And I can't come back to you and say, but we talked about this and I thought it was that. You know, we can get those things in writing from 10 Bank and be assured that it is what we said it was.
We actually are not the investor on the loan.
Okay.
So like we would use AAG primarily.
Okay.
And, you know, I can be the Tom Selleck of... of Tennessee, right?
Okay, I like that. You resemble him, but you need a little more facial hair.
Yeah, right. I got to be like my sons and grow a beard.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Final segment coming up, taking your calls on reverse mortgages when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
3C Concrete would like to thank East Tennessee for your support since 2005 as they expand their services with 3C Garage Design. They now go beyond their beautiful concrete coatings to complete the garage makeover with quality custom cabinets with a lifetime warranty. Your free estimate includes a computer design to help you visualize your dream garage. For garage floors and now garage cabinets and storage, make one call to 3C Garage Design at 865-984-8276 or 3cgaragedesign.com. That's the number 3, letter C, Garage Design.
Hi, this is Yvonka Landis, and do I have a house for you? Are you looking for a house in Farragut? I have a house for you. Over 3,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2 acres in Farragut. I have a house for you. The Landis team is a family business that will use our real estate sales experience, appraisal service, and mortgage knowledge to help you buy or sell your home. Call 660-1186 or YvonkaSalesRealEstate.com. I have a house for you.
Yvonka Landis is an affiliated broker with Realty Executive Associates.
Hemmer's stores kick off the merry month of May with a host of spring specials. Save on over 30 super deals, like a special boutique purchase of Honey Me dresses and tops, all at 25% off Hemmer's low prices. Check out a new shipment of spring and summer pocketbooks at $12.95, matching wallets at $6.95, novelty totes at $5.88, and cross body bags at $5.88 also. Select from a beautiful group of department store label dresses just in time for Mother's Day, value priced at $12.95. Junior and contemporary Missy California casual dresses by Cute Options are $9.88. $888. Healthcare uniform separates by Beverly Hills are $588 to $988 each piece. Plus, there's lots of spring sportswear specials by Cute Options, Alfred Dunner, Kathy Daniels, and others. Men's mall brand cargo shorts and four-pocket walking shorts are $9.95 to $14.95. Cutter and Buck golf shirts are $9.95. See all the deals in Thursday's New Sentinel and hurry to Hammers, Clinton, Hall, Sevierville, and New Tazewell.
You should see us now.
East Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24-7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Bert Burgett from Ten Bank. Bert is a reverse mortgage specialist. A reverse mortgage specialist. And we've been defining that. We've talked about the pros of that. We're also going to be talking about some of the drawbacks. But first, we're going to get to a caller that's been holding on that I sure do appreciate. Sam is on the line. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Around the House.
Well, good morning. And your show is usually a part of my daily routine on Saturday, but I missed a portion.
Ah, okay.
I have a question for your guest about a reverse mortgage. I own my home outright. It's worth probably $225,000. Okay. I would like to take out some equity and live on it. What can he do for me?
Oh, Sam, you're the perfect candidate.
Are you 62, Sam?
I'm 70.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're qualified.
Yeah, so, Sam, what we would do is I would just get some particulars, your date of birth, Social Security number, the address. And then I put your information into the software that the lenders have, and it would tell me the maximum amount you could get at closing or the maximum monthly income you could get. It would just be like an annuity, so you'd have that money coming in every month.
And it's not taxable.
It's not taxable at all.
Oh, yeah, I like the concept. I mean, Reagan came up with it in 84, and I bought this house in 77. I considered this part of my retirement.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep, so just give me a call. Come to see me, and we'll get you started.
Well, give your address and your name and number out again after I hang up because it'll give me time to get my crayon ready.
All right, Sam, I sure appreciate your call very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the info.
Thank you. Next up is Mike. We're going to take Mike's call, and then I'll give out the information for Bert. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Around the House.
Thank you. Just have a question. If I'm a condo owner, is that treated any differently than if you're a homeowner?
Now, that's a very good question, Mike.
Good question.
All the different types of properties are eligible except for a single-wide mobile home. So a double or triple-wide mobile, a FHA-approved condo, townhouse, duplex, and, of course, single-family residences. So you're
all
good
set
to go as long as it's FHA-approved.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Next up is Bob. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Around the House.
Yeah, I was wondering on this loan, what's the interest rate on this loan?
Right now, they're running below 5%.
Below 5%.
Below 5%, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, my question to you is this right here. If you get, if you have your house appraised, and you pull out 50% of the value of the house, and you don't stroke any interest payments, wouldn't that become more than what the principal is?
Well,
the value of the home.
You mean eventually?
Yes, sir.
Well, as you look at it just straight that way, it seems like it could, but we have a 4% factor for appreciation on the home right now. So the credit line is increasing every year by 4%.
So if you're appreciating 4% and say your interest rate right now is 4.5%, mm-hmm. you're actually only paying 0.5% interest per year right now.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Well you're okay. The interest is accruing to the debt every month, every year. Mm-hmm. But the credit line that's available to you is rising as well. So you're not going to get the debt up to the value of the home.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I get it. Yeah. All right, thank you for your time.
You're welcome, okay, Bob. You're welcome. Thanks for the call. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your final calls. I want to give out, Bert, I want to give out your information because I know there's been several calls and requests for that. Bert Burgett, his phone number is 483-9444, 483-9444. His email is bburgett at tnbank.net. So the website is tnbank.net. Okay, good deal, good deal. Whew, there's a lot of information here. Yeah, I knew this
I
was
might
gonna
have
be
to come back sometime.
You might. Now, so whatever happens at the end of this, it never goes back on the people that are inheriting anything, right?
Right. I mean, it's like a regular mortgage is, right. And if there's a balance on it, and whoever wants to sell the home, either the borrower or the heirs,
right.
They're going to sell the home and the loan's going to be paid off and
right.
They'll get the proceeds.
What if there are no proceeds or it's under?
Okay, that could happen.
Right.
If you had a situation where we had another crash, where we had...
sure.
Yeah.
So what happens?
Community that... you know, somehow started going downhill.
Right.
So it's FHA insured. So FHA mortgage insurance is required on the property.
So it's like PMI.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's what
so
it is.
So they would pay that.
They would.
Deficiency.
It would.
That
no,
was Bob's
no.
question.
The borrower doesn't. FHA would.
FHA pays it, right.
Exactly.
That's,
so
that was Bob's
it's,
question.
In that, it's a non-recourse product.
Right.
So... you could never be responsible for more than the value of the home.
Okay. Awesome. That's why it's federally insured, so that that doesn't happen and people don't end up in trouble. The other thing that happens is counseling.
Right.
FHA requires counseling. We've got a little bit of time, about 3 minutes, so I need you to kind of express that.
So this product is more about education, Dawn. So when someone comes to me, mm-hmm. I am explaining about the product, all the features, the choices that they have, the different payout arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they say, yes, I'm interested, they get a proposal.
Okay.
And it has three different products in it. And one page in the proposal is a long list of HUD-approved counselors. And this requirement came in 2013. That they must go to counseling. It costs somewhere between $125 to $175. And that fund, that payment can be made directly to the counselor or rolled into the closing cost in the loan.
Okay.
And they participate over the phone in the counseling for 60 to 90 minutes.
Okay.
And I am not allowed to direct them to any of the counselors. They call several of them on the list.
Okay.
They pick out one to work with. They do the counseling. They get a certificate afterwards. When they bring the certificate to me or mail it to me, that is the first time I can actually take an application.
Wow. Okay. So we've got stopgaps in place. It is not going to fall on the people that you leave behind, your family, to owe anything. And it is a stream of income for you, whether it's in a lump sum or a monthly draw. And it is government insured to back it up so that your inheritance is not in trouble with that.
Right.
You
can do just a simple credit line as well.
Yeah.
If you don't want to take any money or a draw right now, you could just do a credit line and have it there for emergency fund or some other purpose in the future.
All right. I'm out of time, Bert. Thank you so much for joining me. This is a great topic, and I really appreciate how articulate you are I enjoyed meeting you the first time, and I think you've done a great job for our listeners.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. It was a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure to bring you all kinds of interesting topics every week here on Around the House. Bert Burgett is a reverse mortgage specialist. If you want to get a hold of him, it's 483-9444, 483-9444. If you want to get a hold of me, about 6:30 is post time for the Kentucky Derby, and it is going to be broadcast on WBIR, NBC, our affiliate. We are going to be happy to hear from you again next week when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Today's news happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2% in tax revenue.
And Bob Yarbrough.
A 3-0 decision. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Trump
administration. Make up East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Many homeowners are not aware that about 14 professional trades are involved with a typical kitchen remodeling project. Would you know who to call, how to manage those trades, and how to keep them on budget? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to design, manage, and complete your home remodeling project. Expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
Hello again. This is Matt White with White's Marble Works. Spring is just around the corner, and instead of just doing the usual spring cleaning, how about doing something this year that will improve the value and look of your home for the future? White's can help you create the kitchen or bath you have always wanted with custom granite, marble, or quartz countertops. With the latest technology and design tools, we can help you visualize your entire project. Give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or visit us online at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality